45 minutes remain on this Monday edition of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. I play this song for a reason. Because I know how much my tag team partner loves the Nature Boy Ric Flair and how he styles and profiles. Well, I just learned that our next guest has been styling and profiling all weekend long. He is the president and owner of the Lake Erie Crushers, a man we haven't spoken to in a very long time, Tom Kramig. I hope you're having a happy new year, my friend. Great to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm fabulous, Paul. I was styling and profiling all weekend on my couch watching football.
There's only a... So people have different definitions of styling and profiling. When you have a wild, crazy lifestyle like yours, when you get to hang out and just watch football all day long on the couch, that's sometimes as good as it gets as far as styling and profiling.
It was a good weekend. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Well, it sounds like 2018 is going to be a very, very exciting one for the franchise, celebrating its 10th year. Now, depending on who you talk to, sometimes it feels like it's been 10 minutes. Sometimes it feels like it's been every last bit of 10 years. But I'm not sure where you fall on that spectrum. But I tell you what, though, 10 years, very, very exciting stuff. It says a lot of things. It says that you've been doing something right to be in business for 10 years in the baseball business. What kinds of special things can you share with us that you guys planned on doing in order to celebrate the 10th anniversary for the Crushers this season?
Well, you know, in this case, it's really interesting because the 10-year is also the 10-year anniversary of the Crushers winning their only Frontier League title. You know, they came out of the gate in 09 and won the whole thing. So we're going to have a night this year dedicated to those guys who won that championship. We are in the process of reaching out to as many of those guys as we can find and trying to get them back to the ballpark. It will be, I think, that first weekend in June when we're trying to get as many of those 2009 Crushers, Andrew Davis, Gordy Gronkowski, see how many of those guys we can get back to the ballpark and sort of honor them for what they did back in 2009, bringing a title back to Avon.
Boy, that's interesting because a lot of those guys went on to do some very special things. A lot of those guys stayed in baseball, did some great things at different levels of the game. You know, you mentioned some of those names. One of the first guys that comes to mind would be Drew Saylor. And I know Drew has gone on to coach at the affiliated ranks. There are a lot of people I know listening right now that have some sort of relationship with Drew because he really kind of became one of those guys that really entrenched himself in the community. I know he's got a hitting school, or I know he's got some sort of a baseball school in the area. A lot of younger kids go to that school. Parents can't say enough about Drew and guys like Drew who really made a name for themselves by playing on that team. Andrew Davis is hands down the best Crusher that has ever lived, and I think he'll probably hold that title for quite some time. Actually, if I had not gone 0-for-25 in that softball game last year, Davis may have actually been the MVP of that game. You saw my one hit last year. I know that. We'll get into that later.
I don't believe it.
Douglas doesn't believe it, but that's because he was fed some bad information. But I digress. But that's a great idea because I think for a lot of those guys, too, and I'm sure this is a reason why you're doing this, it gives those guys a reason to come back to the ballpark, and most of those guys haven't been in 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, the Crushers are such a part of the community. You know, our guys are living with host families, and they're out in the community when they're on this team. And so they really make an impact in a lot of people's lives. So giving them that opportunity to come back, see old friends, relive a little past glory, and look at it and go, wow, it's been 10 years. It seems like yesterday we won that title.
Yeah, and I talked to Dave Dino Di Natale, who actually was the radio guy that first year, and you know Dino mentions, you know, boy, that was such an incredible environment. You know, just being at that ballpark every single day and feeling the energy with every single win, that place just went wild. And I would imagine too, Tom, that's an excuse for people who maybe haven't been around the ballpark as much in recent years. That gives them a reason to come back as well to see what you have going on since you guys have changed operations.
Well, that's our goal. I mean, when we came in here, the goal is to win the title, and not just one time, win it as many times as we can. get that excitement of going to the ballpark and feeling good that you're going to see a win, you're going to see a successful team, you're going to see quality baseball and have a great time doing it is what we're trying to achieve here. We haven't been able to do it in our first 2 years, but we're working on it. We are trying. Cam Roth is coming back next year as our manager. He's out looking for players. This isn't just a hobby. This is, I want to win. I hate losing.
We all hate losing. No question about that. I don't think anybody loves the idea of losing. Again, we're talking with Tom Kramick. He is the owner of the Lake Erie Crushers here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Well, you know, that's one of the many cool things that you guys have going on in the 2018 season. I think that's a really awesome thing that you guys are doing, celebrating not only the 10th season, but the 10-year anniversary of winning that Frontier League championship. What other kinds of promotions do you guys have lined up for this coming year?
You know, we have a lot of our favorites coming back this year. The 10-year celebration is going to be big. Our big July 3rd and 4th Red, White, and Blue weekend is always a very popular weekend here. It's actually a Tuesday, Wednesday this year, but we're expecting packed houses. Some of the favorites like Christmas in July, Pack the Park Pink are going to be here. We've got a lot of cool promotions scheduled for August. Our schedule's a little more back-end loaded this year. We've got a lot of games in August, so that should be a lot of fun. We're going to be doing the Saturday night concerts and kickball on the field. I don't know if you came out for any of those kickball games, Bull, did you?
Well, if I went 0-for-19 in that slow pitch softball game, I probably would have gone, I don't know, 0-for-38 in a kickball game, right?
Has anyone ever gone 0-for in kickball?
I saw a guy kick and miss once. He wiped out and he landed on his derriere. So, I mean, I've not been that embarrassed at a kickball game, but I would guess it's probably possible. See, I would hear the concerts on my way out, and I thought that was really awesome. And I know that was pretty well received. I'll let you elaborate on that here in a second. But when you guys went from 7 o'clock back to 6:05 for that first pitch, people looked at that and thought, why are they doing that? Well, because it gives you more time to enjoy the kickball environment. It gave you more time to really enjoy the concert environment as well, too. And I think that worked out really well for you guys, because after the games are over, you're always looking for a reason to get people to stick around for a little bit and really get to see parts of the ballpark that maybe you wouldn't normally get the chance to see if you were just there to see the game. But I think with this concert series, it really gives people a chance to explore the entire facility and find out that it's more than just about baseball.
I mean, we're about having a good time out here. This is about having fun. This ballpark is such a jewel for the west side of town. So we're looking for things to do out here. And so we tried this Saturday night concert thing up on the picnic plaza, and we got some really good feedback. And we said, okay, great. We've got mom and dad to stay, but what about the kids? So we rolled out this idea of playing kickball on the field under the lights. We usually have two or three different games going, so it's not a massive game where nobody gets a turn. We'll break them up into age groups, so you're playing with kids that are age appropriate, and it was a huge hit. I'm telling you, the kickball was almost as more popular than the concerts. I mean, we had tons of kids out here, and they had a blast, so we're bringing that back next year. Speaking of kids, we're bringing the Paw Patrol back next year. I know you're a little old for Paw Patrol, Bull, but it's big, baby.
It's big. Yeah, actually, yeah. My nephew just turned 3 yesterday. He loves Paw Patrol, so he'll be out there for that one for sure.
Yep. We're bringing PJ Masks. That's another kids' show. We're bringing them in this year, so that should be popular. We'll have our crafty, drafty Thursday night craft beer thing. You know, we have 38 different craft beers out here at the ballpark. I know you sampled some of them, Bull, not all of them, but, you know, you got a few left on your list you got to try.
I got to check them off, yeah. See, I love that name, Crafty Drafty. That's really cool stuff. Speaking of, are you guys going to have that festival like you had at the end of last year? Is that in the works?
The Craft Beer Festival will be back in late August.
Nice.
That has become an annual event, very popular. We've had great weather the last 2 years. We're looking to make it 3 in a row. We had, I want to say, over 75 different kinds of craft beer. We had 3 local wineries out here. We're looking to build that up and do more. We got a lot of other events. We're bringing the Legends game back, Bull. That's coming in June.
Oh, boy. Very nice.
Has your body recovered from the last one?
Yeah, it's 75%. See, my body's recovered. My ego hasn't, because depending on who you talk to, I made 17 errors in the outfield, and I swung and missed 16 times.
All I know is there was an official score, and he says you went 0-for, Bull. That's what I heard.
It's because he wasn't paying attention. It's because he got really nervous scoring the game because he was around greatness, and he forgot that I had
one hit.
He forgot the one hit that I had, the one good thing I did in the game. He totally missed. He conveniently sneezed, or he looked away, and he didn't see what was going on. I don't know how in the world he missed that, but somehow he did.
By your greatness.
Yes, he was perhaps blinded by the Andy Bulbard's great. Were you wearing a hat that day? I guess that's the question. All right. Well, then I guess he can't use that as the excuse for being blinded, right?
I was trying to run incognito, but apparently it didn't work. When is this Legends game going down?
June 23rd, Saturday night, June 23rd.
Very cool stuff. That, in all seriousness, that was so fun for so many different people last year. And I know a lot of people asked me 100%, you know, off the record, hey, is this coming back? And I said, boy, I would think
it's
so, but I'm not.
Back.
And I mean, and I'm sure for you too, you probably heard a lot of the same things. I'll tell you a quick story. My fiance has a 93-year-old grandmother. She had never once ever been to a baseball or softball game of any sort. She went there, and she saw every last inning of it, and she was blown away by just how cool that was. And talking to people after the game, the way you guys had that set up with the autograph tables on the field, all the Cleveland sports legends that were there taking the time to talk to all the fans, take pictures, and sign autographs, and then you had the fireworks show at the very end of it. I mean, it seemed like everybody that was there had such an incredible time.
Well, and the cool thing was is all the guys who played in it talked about how much fun it was and interacting with the fans. I mean, I'll tell you, we got so lucky with the guys we brought out with Golic and Kosar and Josh Cribbs. They couldn't have been nicer. They were so accommodating and sat there and signed every autograph and every photo request. It just goes to show you how at every sports level, the players here connect with the fans of Cleveland.
Yes, and it's most definitely been that way for many, many years. I know, you know, Barker and Charbonneau had a wonderful time as well. I think, you know, Barker and Golic with that minor little exchange, like kind of like the setup brawl where they kind of got
the brushback.
Yeah, the brushback. They got halfway between the mound and the plate, and they realized, you know what, we're too old to fight. So they just kind of hugged it out. It was great stuff. I mean, just the comedy that was. And, you know, then of course Charbonneau brought the lawn chair out to right field. I mean, there was so much cool stuff like that happening that if you missed it last year, you got to come out and see it again this year because it's always wonderful stuff. Well,
it was a lot of fun. We had a good time with that.
No, it was very, very fun stuff. And I know you guys are starting at 11 o'clock. Just so opening night has kind of turned into opening day, correct?
It is. Our first three games are going to be our school day games. And those are generally some of the most popular games of the year. That week of May 15th, we're playing three straight day games because our school day games have sold out the last couple of years. And some of the schools and some of the kids can't get in, so we've extended it to three. And then we're treating that Friday night, May 18th, as sort of our opening night. That's going to be our big opener for the year, 7:05 game, and we're hoping for a good crowd that night and good weather.
Are we still doing Friday night fireworks?
Every Friday night, we're going to be shooting them off.
Very nice. Well, Douglas.
Absolutely.
Douglas will be out there one of these nights.
I'll get there.
He might have to be
one
like,
of these days.
Yeah, he might have to be the honorary fire starter because the more he's not out there, the more I'm going to continue to tease him with all the food that you bring me in the press box.
Well, my oldest,
we'll get some new food menu items this year.
What do you guys have?
You like your hot dog with a little sauerkraut, maybe?
Oh yeah,
a little chili on there.
Yes and yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's just a teaser. We'll have some new stuff.
Okay.
One of the things we're adding this year is a dessert stand.
Holy
How do you feel about
cow.
Soft serve ice cream, Bull?
I'm sorry, you said dessert stand, and my mind just went wild. There are bits
soft serve ice cream.
Oh, I love soft serve.
I'm
a huge ice cream guy.
Okay. Well, we may have to put you on a quota. As a matter of fact, I'm already telling Greg Kobunski, our food and beverage guy, I'm only allowed to have so much of that because that's a problem for me.
That's a problem for both of us, my friend. I mean, so if you let me go anywhere near that dessert stand, I'm going to have so much energy, I'll speak like the Micro Machines guy for about the first two or three innings, but I'm going to have to shut it down for innings 3 through 9 because I'll have an incredible sugar crash.
Sugar crash will come in, yep. So that was one of the things that we heard from the fans was, hey, let's have some more fun. It's summertime, man. Don't feed me healthy food. I want to eat something I like. It's summer. Get me an ice cream cone out at the ballpark. We'll have some other stuff up there as well. We're still working on that.
Okay, very nice. Well, you know what? That gives us more chances to bring you on as we get closer to the season when you have an opportunity to tell us more about what's going to be on said dessert cart. Holy cow, man. That's not...
We'll
not,
have to get you another sample when you're out here at the ballpark.
Might have to get me another sample. Might have to get me a treadmill in that broadcast booth also so I can run some of that off, man. That's going to be...
Man, if desserts can't get Douglas out here, I don't know what is going to get him out.
Well, my oldest daughter's finally a little older this year that she can appreciate going to some of these sporting events. So it gives me an excuse, I think, perhaps, to get out of the house. I can take her, blow off a little steam for her, and make her tired for Mom and myself when we get back. So I think it's a very good possibility this year.
They burn a lot of energy jumping in those inflatables.
Oh, yeah, she loves that stuff. That's a good reason to get down there right there.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
No question. Well, Tom, always a pleasure to have you on, my friend. It has been way too long. Really looking forward to the 2018 season. I know that we're still 4 months away, but it'll be here before we know it.
Bull, who are you picking tonight?
Well, you see, I hate Nick Saban, and I do not like Alabama as a result. However, I've realized over the years it's better to pick these games with your head and not your heart. And as much as I might not like Nick Saban or Alabama as a result, the track record his former assistants have going up against him is not very good. And I have a really hard time believing tonight's going to be any different. So I would love to pick Georgia, but I can't. So I guess I'm picking Alabama. What about yourself?
I'm right there with you. My head says Bama. My heart's pulling dogs.
Georgia, I've got a hard time going against the dogs here tonight. It's only 6 days to prep. I think if you give Saban a month, 2 months, he can beat anybody. But with 6 days to prep, a home game advantage for Georgia, there in Atlanta, I like the dogs. I'm going with the dogs.
Dogs?
Yeah, just because my heart's pulling that way, I think, a little bit.
Yeah, that's where my heart is, but I certainly wouldn't be wagering against Alabama in any of these.
Yeah, I don't have any money on this. Let me say that.
I'm not doing this.
Expert handicapper Matt Douglas says, lay all your money on the dogs.
Let me say, I'm not doing that.
No.
Good stuff. Well, Tom, always a pleasure, my friend. Always fun to have you on here. We'll do it again soon.
Thanks, Bull. I appreciate it. Take care, Matt.
Thanks.
Tom Kramick, owner of the Lake Erie Crushers, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. That was a lot of fun, man. I'm telling you right now, though, if there's a dessert stand, I am 100% done for. I should probably just tell Tom, you don't have to pay me at all to do the games. I will eat my share.
You just said that on the air there.
Oh, my God.
Soft serve ice cream. That's what gets me, man. Soft serve ice cream done right. You get the right machine. Oh, I could sit there all day.
I mean, I might not be able to sleep tonight thinking about this. I want to know where it's going to be. I want to know what's going to be on there. I can't wait now. See, as if the freezing cold temperatures didn't make you long for the summer enough. Now I really can't wait for the summer to come around.
Boy, those desserts sound good.
Oh, my. Not to mention.
The hot dogs.
But, yeah, the hot dog with the kraut and the chili. I mean.
Can't go wrong with chili.
All right, I'm going to get myself in trouble. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt Douglas and I will come back for the final half hour of the show after this.
Enjoy comfort food with a Southern influence. Visit Green Square Restaurant.